This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It is a very exciting week, Eurovision week. As we speak, the semi-final one has kicked off live in the Netherlands. And joining me to talk all things Eurovision is our Eurovision expert, Dami Im. Good morning, Dami.
Hi. Hello, Sam.
It's good to talk to you over Zoom. I mean, it's an exciting day for you because you don't have to worry about the nerves of Eurovision. You've done that before 5 years ago. Congratulations on reaching 5 years since that amazing second place.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really great to, as you said, just chill and watch from the TV and not have to worry about getting things right and,
Are you still invested in the competition?
I am following along, I think once you've sort of tasted it, you can't really get away from it. And the really hardcore Eurovision fans or Eurovision tragics, they just breathe Eurovision and they just follow every step along. I'm not that level, but I like watching those people and getting the information on what's happening. And it's just interesting how how invested people get.
Did you find that there was a difference in your following before and after Eurovision? Did it jump and you gained a whole lot of new fans afterwards?
Yeah, definitely. You know, for my music, it was incredible because I had all these new listeners and it charted globally. In terms of, like fans, I had fans fly over to like my show in Castle Hill or something after Eurovision to see my show. And it's like, wow, that's a long way to travel to come to, you know, one of the cities. And my Instagram went up heaps and then it dropped a little bit as well.
How rude. Oh, she only came second place. Unfollow.
That's right.
Dami, what is it, do you think, about Eurovision that captures the attention and the affection of the world for a weekend? Why is it such a big deal?
I think having your country compete in, you know, a music competition is really exciting. It's a bit like the Olympics, but it's with music. So those people like me that aren't really sporty, and it's really good to just like cheer for your team and also watch other countries and see like what they're bringing to the table. You know, like when you think of Eurovision, you think of what, like the crazy outfits and all the gimmicks and fire on stage, animals, like it's crazy, right? And I think it's like that because people are trying to stand out. You know, when there's like 40 countries competing, you have to stand out in some way. So I think that's why it's got this culture of just going crazy. And you know, even though it's not all about that, it's just fun to watch what are they bringing this year. So yeah, it's a bit of fun.
It is fun. Now, look, let's talk about this year's competition. And obviously, the semi-final kicked off 5 a.m. this morning, local time, so we're not going to give away any spoilers. But the competition was cancelled last year. It's back this weekend in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. It's a city still experiencing 5,000 new COVID cases a day. So Australia has decided not to send our entry or entrant, Montaigne. She's still performing, though. Can you explain how this is working?
Yeah, so all the other countries except Australia are actually in Rotterdam doing it like normal, except they have, you know, strict rules with the COVID and trying to stay distanced and all of those things. But Montaigne, of course, she couldn't go this year, you know, obvious reasons. It's just too dangerous and there's too much risk involved. So she did her pre-recorded live performance in Australia filmed, and I believe it was watched by the official people that Eurovision sent, so they know that she did it live and, you know, you don't go over and over again and fix things.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's still fair. So, yeah, she's already done, you know, recorded before everybody else and she's sent it, and that's the way she got to be part of it. So world first performance that happened like that in Eurovision.
Yeah, I mean, you've done the whole thing where you've got the nerves of performing live on stage. Would that make a different performance being kind of pre-recorded months ago?
I would feel like I feel really bad for Montaigne because I know that she is feeling quite disappointed that she didn't get to go, which I really understand. Like, I would feel that way as well. Like it's not, you know, it's not the same as being there, and it's not just the performance. When you go to Eurovision, I remember, you know, you spend weeks ahead with the whole city just buzzing with Eurovision energy and just parties, and everybody's just like so excited about the whole thing. There's press and fans everywhere, and like every single day you are being a part of something that's so exciting for everybody. So to miss out on that, I would think, you know, I feel for her and the whole team, because I know they worked so hard for it. And so, but I mean, it's still good that Australia wasn't excluded completely. Her performance, you know, was amazing. So yeah,
we'll see how she goes. Do you think that, I mean, is there any sense you think that, you know, she's not there on stage, that does that hinder her chances at progressing?
I don't know, but it really depends, I guess, how people watching from home feel about it, right? So, yeah, but I think Europe still has this, like, they feel really, they have a soft spot for Australia in a sense. Like, I don't know, some people think, oh, Europeans don't want Australia, they're intruding them, so they won't vote for us. But then I think there's other people who also go, oh, like, Australia is like the new baby, so they care about us more. And also, like, even though Australia couldn't be there in person this year, Montaigne, I think people, you know, really understand that we are in a global pandemic, and you know, it's the situation. So I think, you know, Eurovision has a really welcoming kind of warm, fuzzy, you know, like, oh, celebrate love and music kind of vibe. So I think they're still keeping an open mind towards a performance that's not done in a traditional way and pre-recorded and all. So we'll have to just see how people vote.
We will indeed. Well, thank you so much, Dami Im, our Eurovision correspondent from Brisbane.
I do have to say, though, I am no expert. I know some real Eurovision experts who might be listening and be like, Dami, she knows nothing. I've been a part of it, but there's people that just follow it along every step of the way. And so if I said anything that's wrong, please forgive me. And you can tell Sam, but don't tell me.
Dami, you are the best friend of this breakfast show, and that's enough for us. So thank you for your time, and I really appreciate it. Enjoy watching Eurovision across the weekend on SBS.
Yeah, thank you, and really good to talk to you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.